The Radio Buzz, the top talk radio stories of the day. Some people call it tacky and rude to take a gift given to you that you really don't like and give it to somebody else. But is there an art to re-gifting? And is it a good idea or a bad idea?
I think it's a good idea, but it's got to be done in the right way.
That's etiquette expert Paige Hardison speaking with Al at KCOL in Fort Collins, Colorado. You just have to make sure to match the gift to the person that you're giving it to, right?
Definitely. You don't want to give someone who lives in an apartment complex a gardening set. It just doesn't make sense.
Or a Great Dane dog.
Right. You know what I mean? Sometimes people just give gifts just to check it off their list, and they're really not thinking about what they're actually doing. So it's a really good idea to keep in mind who's actually getting the re-gift in the first place.
And the key to good re-gifting is, according to Hardison, to be stealthy enough that the gift recipient has no idea that you're re-gifting. According to Consumer Reports, 36% of Americans plan on re-gifting this year. That's up 5% from the previous year. It'll make you think twice this Christmas when you open your gifts. Are they first-hand gifts? Or are your friends and family just really stealthy re-gifters? I'm Jessica Curtis, and that's your Talk Radio Buzz from Fox News Radio.